prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for this privilege to be in your house. Lord, for this last Sunday of the year, we are grateful to you for how you started the year with us. Thank you, O God, for all that we went through in the course of the year. Thank you for your protection upon us. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your healings. Thank you for your blessings, both spiritually and physically. We are grateful unto you, O God, for students, workers, business people, travelers in all our journeys. Thank you for your watchful eyes upon us. May your name be glorified. Dear Lord, we thank you for bringing us in this morning. Lord, thank you for the blessings we have received already, Lord, since we came to your house. May your spirit water them in our hearts, Lord, that they become part of us and draw us closer unto you. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for special numbers. Thank you, Lord, for your children that worship you from their hearts. Lord, may our worship be acceptable unto you. We send ourselves unto you as we continue with this service, and your grace will abide with us. Our blessings will be our portion. We want to remember your people that are gathered in conventions and their home churches in different places, both in this country and other nations of the world. As we are asking for your blessings with us here, may you bless your people there too. Lord, do the great and mighty things in their midst that will glorify your name. Thank you, Eternal Father. At the end of the services of today, we go home with thanksgiving and appreciation in our hearts. Let's serve your name, Father. Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Blessing the homecoming week. 153. The homecoming week. Upon our journey here below, we meet with pain and loss.
So bad with an alarm. Yes, we are. our Bible to Matthew chapter
17.
We read the first five verses. And then Ephesians chapter 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart.
Lẹ́yìn ijọ́ mẹ́fà, Jésù rú Pétérù àti Jákọ́bù àti Jùánù arákùnrin rẹ̀, ó sì mú wọn wá sórí òkè gíga ní apá kan.
And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light.
Ara rẹ̀ sì yí padà níwájú wọn, ojú rẹ̀ sì ràn bí oòrùn, aṣọ rẹ̀ sì fún, ó dàbí ìmọ́lẹ̀.
And behold, there appeared unto him Moses and Elijah talking with him.
Sì wo, Mose àti Elija yọ sí wọn, wọ́n ń bá sọ̀rọ̀.
Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Pétérù sì dáhùn, ó sì wí fún Jésù pé, Olúwa, ó dára fún wa láti máa gbé ìyín. Bí ìwọ bá fẹ́, àwa ó pa àgọ́ mẹ́ta sí yín, ọ̀kan fún ọ, àti ọ̀kan fún Mose.
And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him.
Bí ó ti ń wí lọ́wọ́, wò ó, àwọn sánmọ̀dì tán sì jìbò wọ́n, ti wò ó, ohun kan láti inú àwọn sánmọ̀ wá, tí ó wí pé, èyí yìí ni àyànfẹ́ ọmọ mi, ẹni tí inú mi dùn sí gidigidi, ẹ máa gbọ́ tirẹ̀.
Ephesians chapter 1, the first 6 verses. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Paul, apostle Jesu Christi, nipa ife Olorun, ti awon eniyan mimo ti o wa ni Efesu, ati si awon onigbagbo ninu Christi Jesu.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ori ofe si yin ati alafia lati odo Olorun baba wa ati Jesu Christi Oluwa.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Olubukun ni Olorun ati baba Jesu Christi Oluwa wa, eni ti o ti fi gbogbo ibukun emi ninu awon orun bukun wa.
According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Ani gẹ́gẹ́ bí ó ti yàn wá nínú rẹ̀ ṣáájú ìpilẹ̀ṣẹ́ ayé, kí àwa kí ó lè jẹ́ mímọ́ àti aláìlábùkù níwájú rẹ̀ nínú ìfẹ́.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Ẹni tí ó ti yàn wá tẹ́lẹ̀ sí ìsọdọmọ nípa Jésù Kristi fún ara rẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìdùnnú ìfẹ́ rẹ̀.
To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved.
Fún ìyìn ògo orí ọ̀fẹ́ rẹ̀, èyí tí ó dàlù wá nínú àyànfẹ́ ni.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word.
Ìjẹ́ kí Olúwa kí ó fi ìbùkún fún kíkà àti gbígbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
God bless you, can please be seated.
Olúwa yóò bùkún fún yín o.
We have been on this mountain for some time.
Ati wa lori oke yi fun igba die.
Speaking of this message.
Ti an soro lori iwasu yi.
Spiritual adoption.
Isodomo ti emi.
And the last time I spoke was on the 30th, I think, of November.
Igba ti won ti soro lori e kan e o je ogbanjo osu kokanla ti o koja.
That will be the 9th time. Though some of it were in Sunday school, I think there were 2 Sunday schools there. So, I'm sorry I'm taking much time on it. When it has to be home, one, I don't like to rush. Two, being home, sometimes there are some little side attractions sometimes. Asawo. Yes. Just like additions, that is not.
Awon kan to man je bi asawo bi awon afikun.
Yeah.
Afikun.
But in everything we are receiving blessings, isn't it?
Ṣùgbọ́n nínú gbogbo a sì rí ìbùkún gbà bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́ bí.
So we the last time we spoke.
Nígbàtí ó kọjá tí a sọ̀rọ̀ lórí rẹ̀.
We started talking about growth.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìdàgbà.
That come through training.
Èyí tí ó ń wá nípa ìtọ́ni.
And that is what we want to continue now.
Èyí sì ni a fẹ́ tẹ̀síwájú.
Once we are through with that.
Nígbà tí a bá parí èyí.
Then we come to the caption.
A wà wá a tún tún ọ̀rọ̀ lórí rẹ̀.
We come to the caption to the end of it.
A wà sí òpin rẹ̀.
And I believe we have followed the sermons.
Mo ti gbàgbọ́ wípé à ń tẹ̀lé ìwàásù náà.
And I believe we understand it because it was simple.
Mo ti gbàgbọ́ wípé à ń lóye rẹ̀ torí pé ó jẹ́ eléyìí tí ó jẹ́ ohun tó rọrùn láti tètè lóye.
Yeah, the last time we tried to go at it very cool and calm.
Ni ìgbà tí a sọ kan lórí rẹ o, ta n lọ lórí rẹ, ara sọ ni tẹnisi sentele ni jẹjẹ.
Yes, the prophet said there is growth in the Lord.
Woli wipe idagba wa ninu Oluwa.
There is growth and there is experience.
Idagba wa o ati iriri na si wa pelu.
Experience is not bought with money.
A ò kí ń ran ìrírí kò ti tàn fowó rà.
It's something that comes through practical experiences.
Èyí jẹ́ ohun tó jẹ́ pé ó wá nípa ohun tí èèyàn ti ń ṣe tó ti ń lóye rẹ̀.
And the prophet at the junction he brought in a quotation.
Wòlíì ní àkókò kan ó wá mú àjọkà kan wá.
Of
títí
when he spoke about when he brought the scripture in Ephesians, this same as Ephesians anyway. Yes, Ephesians, yes.
Nígbà tí wọ́n mú ìwé mímọ́ wá nínú ìwé Efesu kan náà.
Ephesians chapter 4.
Ìwé Efesu orí kẹrin.
And he tried to emphasize the verse that spoke about that we may grow up unto him.
Wọ́n sì gbìyànjú láti tẹnu mọ́ ẹsẹ̀ tí ó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
Yeah, which is verse, let me see. See 15 now, yes, 15.
Efesu orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kẹẹ̀dógún.
But if you go back in that chapter.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí o bá tún wá padà sẹ́yìn nínú orí yìí.
You will see that.
Ẹ ó rí pé.
From verse 11.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlá.
Brother Paul.
Arákùnrin Paul.
Brought in the fivefold ministry.
Ó wá mú àwọn ìránṣẹ́ ìpè ìránṣẹ́ márùn-ún ó mú wọlé.
Which the prophet called the dress wear of the bride.
Tí wò ní pè ní àwọn aṣara lóge amúra fún ìyàwó.
Even though today some people don't want to have anything to do with the fivefold.
Pé jẹ́ pé ní òní àwọn kan wà tó jẹ́ pé wọn ò ní nǹkan kan ṣe pẹ̀lú àwọn ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run márùn-ún o tí wọ́n wà ní ipò márùn-ún oríṣiríṣi ipò márùn-ún.
It is God's program.
Ṣùgbọ́n èyí jẹ́ ètò Ọlọ́run bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
And there's nothing anyone can do about.
Kò sí nǹkan tẹ́ni nǹkan lè ṣe nípa rẹ̀.
In this my trip.
Ní ìrìn àjò tí wọ́n rìn ránpẹ́ yìí.
Right from the time about 4 years ago.
Níbi ọdún mẹ́rin sẹ́yìn.
Yeah, a brother met me after I preached at the wakekeep of Pastor Jide Akintola's wakekeep program.
Wọ́n ní arákùnrin kan ó bá àwọn pàyẹ nígbà tí àwọn wàásù níbi.
And he collected my number.
Arákùnrin Jide
Osika. And they asked me to.
Number one.
Come and preach in their church.
Ó sì ti sọ pé kí wọ́n wá kí wọ́n jọ kí wọ́n wàásù ní ìjọ.
And I was planning to go one day.
Wọ́n ní àwọn sì ti ń gbìyànjú láti.
But one day we were talking.
Ọjọ́ kan wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní sọ̀rọ̀.
He said, "My pastor."
Ó wá sọ wípé olùṣọ́ àgbìkan mi.
I said, "So you are not the pastor?"
Mo rò pé owó kì í ṣe olùṣọ́ àgbìkan.
He said, "No."
Ó ní rárá.
I said, "Are you a minister?"
Wọ́n ní àwọn sọ wípé ṣé ìrìnàṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run sì ni
ọ́. He said, "No."
Ó ní rárá.
And you are inviting me to the church.
Ó sì tún pè mí wá kí n wá wàásù nínú ìjọ.
Where is your pastor?
Ta gangan níbo ni ìrìn.
He mentioned the brother.
Ó sì dárúkọ arákùnrin náà.
Tell him.
Sọ fún un.
That you are inviting so person. Or can you invite so person?
Wípé òun pe ìrìnàṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run ẹni báyìí. So,
then you give me feedback. So when he called the pastor, the pastor said he should hold on. And he has been holding on up to now. So this last time that I went there, he happened to know I was in Benin again. So we spoke on phone. He said he need to see me. I said I'm available. So he came. Though when he came, it was when my health was bad. That was the Wednesday I gave the tape for them to play. So before the service, he came and his wife to the pastor's office. Said, what is the problem? He said, well, their pastor have resigned. There is no more person in there. So say they don't have any minister now. And he has come to ask for my advice. I said, do you have a call? He said no. I said, I've asked you that question before. And that's what you told me. And you are still saying it now. Which means that you are honest about it. I said, then I will give you an honest advice. I said, you have two options. Either he will discuss with the pastor here, who was also there on seat. If he can give you a minister, I will come and pastor you.
The
other one to us to feel it. Or you will carry yourself and come here. All of you in that place, you will come here. I said, because if you are not a minister and you don't have a call, you can't lead anybody. I said, the burden of the people, an ordinary person without a call, cannot carry it. The prophet said, it's even hard for those who have called to put it together, let alone. I said, since you are honest, I'm giving you honest advice. He said, the devil has been wanting them to close the church. I said, this one, leave the devil out of this matter. Where there is no minister, there is no church. Before there can be a church, the foundation of a church is a minister that have a call, genuine call in the fivefold ministry. Outside of that one, you are just heading towards a cataract. The thing wasn't easy on him and the wife. It was, I learned the wife is the one that used to take charge. Then I told him, I understand that you're a member of the church before. He said, yes. Who drove you? Each time you come to visit, did anybody drive you? Is there anybody here you don't want to associate with? It was a tough time.
But is it
that you bring me to the matter or remove my hand completely? If you bring me to it, I will tell you the honest truth. No matter how bitter it is, no matter how pinchy it is, you must hear the truth and then go and take your decision. I say, go and pray over what I have said and take your decision. Ask him a question. Because he told me in the course of the discussion, he said they used to listen to, they also used to play the tape from the Voice of God something. In Jeffersonville, they used to send a tape for people to listen to it. That is not the order of the word of God, and it is not the order of the message. They can only give a tape to their local assembly, not asking every local assembly in the world to be playing the sermon that Joseph will be putting there. Joseph is a member of the fivefold. Ephesians 4. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, and unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. There is no other roundabout way about it. Until we go in the rapture, the ministry of the fivefold, they remain the dress wear of the bride. The prophet said they are the wardrobe of the bride. I don't care what anybody else says. Joseph Abraham was not sent to the bride. If you have his number, you can tell him that this is what one rascal said from Nigeria. I won't miss what I repeat to him what I've said.
God bless you, sir. Amen.
May God be our help. As a brother, when you pay tithe, who eats it? No answer. Many churches, is the officers that eat the tithe. You are eating poison. Poison. The person is worse than those who didn't even pay tithe, that the Bible called them robbers. Their own is higher form of robbery. May God be gracious to us. He said, they'll be talking to us so that they will have plenty of money. You are shallow minded. Look at the number of people here. You give this to everybody that is paying tithe. Sometimes half doesn't pay tithe.
Nígbà mìíràn, àwọn ìlàjì, ah, Jesus.
Yes. Some people, because their income is too low, and their faith is not strong enough, that if they remove this 10%, the other one, it will not last. It's the level of their revelation. No. I was discussing with a couple, they are here, they are listening to me. I say, with your income, if God doesn't help you, you cannot pay tithe. The wife said, we are not paying tithe. I'm not saying the uncle also is not
Oloto.
But she was just the first one to Google it up. He said, we are not paying tithe. That we know. Look at the pastor's car that his son has given him many years ago. Did he even paint it? Did you see another house in beauty? Sometimes when people look at plenty of people like this, they think that money is rushing like. It's a lie. I can say it anywhere. It's the grace of God that keeps each of the ministers. Yes. If I measure my salary here, it's not up to what Abraham earned a week 60 years ago.
Yes.
We don't pay weekly, and we pay monthly. Yes. But my present monthly salary is, it doesn't near the weekly salary of Abraham 60 something years ago. That is the truth. You know better than to say that we are saying that one for sympathy. God forbid. The prophet said that if God call a man, he will take care of him. Yes,
sir.
Even when we run etasketer, get something, many of you are sitting down, you are witnesses. We see a sent to you as individuals. Not that we have time money. We are just talking about the principle of the world. For officers to lord it over the church, have no need of the fivefold, be eating the tithe. They are walking their way to the lake of fire. Any church where that one exists, they don't know Christ. They are full unbelievers. Both the leaders and the those that are led. You can tell anyone that I said so. May God be gracious unto us. The reason why the prophet brought the fivefold here is to let us know that in God's own training, the fivefold has a part to play. They are instruments in God's hands to use God's word
láti lo ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run,
to give instructions,
láti fún ni ìtọ́ni,
to correct,
láti tọ́ni sọ́nà,
to instruct,
láti tọ́ni sọ́nà,
to teach doctrines,
láti kọ́ nípa,
and to rebuke,
láti ti bá ni wí,
because these are the components of training.
Nítorí pé àwọn yìí ni àwọn ẹ̀yà ìtọ́ni.
In physical training,
nínú ìtọ́ni ti ara,
you give instructions,
o fún ni ìtọ́ni,
you teach,
o ń kọ́ ni,
you explain,
o ń tẹ̀lé,
this is this and that is that. You correct. When the person didn't do you correctly, you say, no, that's not, this is the way. And when necessary, you will not trust that child. I've been telling you, that is not the way. That is a component of preaching, as said by God's word. And that is a component of training, both in the physical and in the spiritual. I told that brother, at any step you are talking about, today I have played. The tape today. But that does not remove the work of the fivefold. They don't interfere with each other. Yes. There are things I will say here, you won't hear it directly on the tape. You know, hear it directly like that on the tape. But yet, I'm still playing the tape. Either at ear, let him understand. Either hear it, let him understand. Amen.
Amen.
This man has come. No wonder he used to fall sick. When we fall sick, we still recover. As long as time never comes. When we are sick, we recover. We still come back and still say,
oh, yeah. God bless you.
May the Lord be our help. The last time we were here, we were reading from Adoption Part
2.
When from paragraph 154, we stop at 159, where the prophet was talking about the type of a tutor that a man can get for his child, and also talking about the type of tutor that God got for his own children. Then we deviated and talked about some physical
training
about our own children. So let's proceed. Paragraph 160. Right. Now, then he goes around. What do you think that tutor will say if he had to go up to the father and say, your children is acting awful? I tell you, that boy of yours is a renegade. He's a roustabout. No, roustabout is an unskilled labor. He cannot be trusted. He can't work without supervision. You can't put him in charge of anything. Ever learning. And has not come to the knowledge of the truth.
Onkeko.
I never see such a fellow. I'm reading. Man, you know what he does? And that girl of yours. Oh, Will. I don't know what you are going to do with her. Well, you know what? She looks. She's all painted up like some of them girls over yonder. Philistine. Like the girl that married here last. Painted Jezebel. She's an unbeliever yet. She hasn't caught the revelation of the message. She and the husband. May God have mercy upon them. Yes, sir. She wants to act just like they do.
Oh, first, if you want to say.
Now, it's not only how. There are people too that paint outside. I have picture on my phone. Yes. Of people that will come here without paint. Look pious. Say amen. Praise the Lord. Once in a while, sing special. At the end of the day, she go and paint like Jezebel. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. There was some catastrophe recently on the minister's platform, Nigerian minister's platform. A brother went to bury his father, the minister. So he now posted the picture of himself and the wife and put it in that group. One minister said, this type of dressing is not messagical. That started the ball rolling. You people are too critic. What is wrong with this one? That one and the other one. That minister did not say, pim. Then another minister said, he said, all this is, we are just, he said, this is worldliness. Talk. I was just reading and smiling to myself. All this was happening when I was sick, but now as he go through all those things, I look. A minister picking from somewhere. Say, Brother Abraham said, you can wear this. You can do this. You can do this one. This and that and the other one. And was warning one of the ministers, be careful, be very, very careful. When I recover more, yes, I'm going to make a compilation and send it to some of them. No, there is the law. There is the expediency. He said, as you do the two jobs, as you also. All things are lawful, not all things are expedient. Principal, your daddy had a look up. Wait till be the tea. You that is what do you call it? Is it emeritus? No, you say like this. Or you say does not follow this one. I'm not talking of you, principal. I'm talking of the head of service there. Okay, bring the scripture now. That's the expedience. Yes. At least that one you can see. You see goes. That's Brother Paul talking. Well, is it? Let me see the. Repeat it. Yes. Well. Whichever way you put it.
But
that expediency, to be expedient means something that is, how would I put it in a phrase? And we have professors and doctors here. All of you just keep quiet. We that did not go to school, just leave us to be fumbling. Maybe I'll go and register in UI or something now. Yeah, whichever one you put it. But I think people that know English know what expedient is. Say this thing is not expedient.
Say kini yi ko ni ere ko dara.
Just like, okay, let me use this explanation. Brabram talk about American rights. And then Christian rights. That something may be, you may have a right as an American for some things which you are a citizen and the law permits you.
He
said, but as a Christian, there is a restriction. I've said it here before. No, the two people gave the quote from the message. One brought from the church and its condition. The other one brought from question and answer. And they also brought the picture of Sister Branham with beat.
Yeah.
Yes. Number one. Sister Abraham was not sent to the bride. I want that one to stay one side. Because you are going to see some of her dress too. Some of her dress at some certain time that was not long enough. If anybody go and carry that one and go and use that one as size of your dress, you may be walking on your way to a wrong destination. Sister Abraham was not perfect from the onset. Sister Abraham was corrected by the prophet secretly and openly. You don't want to repeat those mistakes. Yes. Now, it's not that Abraham said that if your husband give you,
you can wear
it. And the question was simple jewelry. I put it to anybody today. Majority of these people, they are not using simple jewelry. Sophisticated jewelry is what they now wear. I have pictures of plenty of them. Number two. You have to look at also the environment where you are. As I've said before, we came from denominations. The denomination where we came from, they don't wear shades and beads. They might be wearing now. Then they believe it to be worldliness. Like I said, my mother never, I didn't see her with my mother. My sister, they did not wear. Then how do I carry my wife now? When I have told them that we have seen a better message. When we are coming out, I preach against all of holiness among them. So I now carry my wife now with bead now. Oh, they will now say, okay, this is the only message that you got. That is where the expediency comes. Now, are you now going to be choosing where you wear it to? They will catch you. and nickname you an hypocrite.
Oruko re yo si ma je alagabagede.
Then women. Today, after the neck home, they are putting out in the hand. Once you give 1 foot like this, they will go 10 feet. Give them 1 foot, they will go 10 feet. I did not doubt what the prophet said. Even the eye issue we condemn, did the people leave it? Not to talk of paint that he thoroughly condemned. Let everybody satisfy the spirit in them. Every road leads to a destination. Wherever you burst out at the end of the journey, that's your destination. The Lord bless you. That girl of yours, I don't know what you are going to do with her. You know what? She looks like she's all painted up like some of them girls. The girls yonder. Finish. Yes, sir. She wants to act just like they do. My daughter? Yes, your daughter. That is what the Holy Spirit has to say about the church today. No wonder we can't have a revival. See, now that is true. What about your son? Same thing. Well, you know, you always said that those sheep should add in that pasture up there on that sheep food up there. Yeah. You know what he did? He drove them down there in that wheat pile. Just threw them down there and dumped them all in that creek. And let them lay around in that wheat pile, eating them old willows. And they are so poor, they can't hardly get out of there. That is bishops, pastors, who deny the power thereof. Yeah, the prophet is talking this side now about ministers. The way they lead their sheep. Some without discernment. So many have the sermon book in their hand. They are not following the message at all. The sermon book is just a cover. Just a cover. No wahala. Well, I tell you the truth. I never seen such a bunch of nervous sheep in my life. He don't like that. No. And you know what? Them cattle up here, you know, you told them, feed that alfalfa up there. Feed on that. You know, to make them fat.
Yeah.
You know what he's giving them?
No,
them old iron wheats. Yeah, he's making them join societies and everything. You never seen the like in your life. You never seen such in all your life. You know what he's doing? Going along there, smoking a big
cigar,
reared back. He's got his wife with him. She's wearing shorts, just like the Philistines are doing out there. Yeah. That is the kind of message the Holy Spirit has to take about church today. Now, what do you think about that? If the Holy Spirit should come to this, our tabernacle, and inspect you as an individual, and inspect you as a family, what will he tell the Father? From all that we have been hearing, your attitude to them, what will he tell the Father? Remember, he is reporting. People are here that have claimed to be Christians for 20-something, 30 years. What stage of Christianity have we reached? A church that is born 20 years ago should be the university by now.
Rounding up.
Is that correct? If we are in the school of the Holy Spirit for 10 years, for 15 years, for 20 years, and God cannot beat his chest and say, this one, you know what is hearing. When many of us will not even sit put in the service. Yes. So we not sit for 30 minutes out of the 2-hour service. As if there is a devil on that chair that said, don't sit down here. Oh yeah, don't be going out. Don't be going out. Don't be going out. Now, so we do from the beginning of the service to the end. No head, no tail. Ask him how was the service. Fine. What is the title? He will think for 10 minutes before he remember the title. Okay, what are the things you gain in the service? I shall know, sir, that the service was fine. You sure know the service is fine.
Okay. Oh.
That is adoption. What did he do? He predestinated us unto adoption. Not just unto birth, but unto adoption, unto maturity. Yes. Babies and adults, they are two different things. Brother Paul have it in his own
day.
When he was rebuking some
brethren,
he said, when you ought to be adults, you are still being fed with mix. He gave us the Holy Ghost. But wait a minute. Adoption. That is what we are talking about. Adoption.
Well,
you know what he does? The bishop called the other day and told he was having a little healing service down there. And the bishop come by, some guy, a brother, come by. I was praying for the sick. And he said, you stop that. Oh, yes, Father Bishop, I will do that.
Baba Bishop,
don't you cooperate?
Father,
no, Father Bishop, sure not. That is, he's listening to the bishop. Somebody that does not, is not a believer, is a bishop, but not a believer. And here I come and tell him the truth right out of your mouth. See, here it is. I read your laws to him, exactly what to do, and he won't listen to them. He said, well, that was for another age. Another son called some other time. That don't mean me. There you are. Now, that is truth, friend. Now, don't you see where the church misses its placing? Why we haven't got revivals? Why we haven't got things going on? That is where it lives. Joshua said, God, I want you write in here, list your place according to the blueprint. I want, this is your place. I want you to stay here. Your place lays here, right here. You get in here, God, and stay here.
Benjamin,
you go right down here. And now you all stay away from the border of the Philistines. Don't move close for the Philistines. We have enough instruction from God's word of how romancing with Philistines has brought problems for the people. But the message people, some of us, not everybody, have come to a spot where they want to mix up with the Philistine guests and with the Moabite guests. Moabite is still English. So if you say Moabite, you are repeating what I said. Yes. We are different.
Ayato.
Dina or Dinah, whichever way you pronounce it, the daughter of Jacob. She went to go and play with the daughters of the land. She didn't come back the same way. She was defiled. When Balak was hired by Balak, yes, to come and curse the children of
Israel,
and he could not do it. Instead, it was blessing, blessing, blessing. At the point, Balak says, stop. If you know you not curse, don't bless. Don't bless. I thought I would promote you. Now, if I say God has hindered you from promotion, all the gift I reserve for you, now you don't have access to them. Now, if you look at the Old Testament, the Old Testament did not give some details, because at a point in time, the Bible said there, Numbers 25, that Balaam went his way. Balak also went his own way. But in the New Testament, a revelation come out there, and Brother Abraham come to tell us, because the New Testament told us in the book of Revelation, Jesus himself speaking to John, he said, Balak, who taught Balak how the children of Israel will commit fornication and eating sacrifice unto idols? You will not find that detail in the Old Testament. It was something that was missing there. Brother Abraham said, he said, what happened? He said, what happened was after the old thing collapsed, that Balaam, he still told Balak, these people you see, so as you yourself have witnessed, he said they can't be caused easily. He said the only way they can be caused is that you have to get them to do something that is contrary to God's word. And how are you going to do it? He said, you go and organize a party, and your guests that used to pay naked their body and the rest of it, then let them come and dance. Then invite the men here to come and dance with them here. Bring them to the party. When these people are dancing, showing their naked body, then their passion will rise up. Then they will do something contrary to God. Then God will get annoyed and not with them. That is the only way he can now cause them. Now, God will not cause them.
But
he can destroy them. That is the doctrine of Balaam. Ungodly amalgamation. And the only unity today that God approved, it is the one that is centered around God's word. Today, as we used to say, I repeat, the current syllabus of God today is the message of Malachi 4, and that undiluted. If any man put it aside and is talking from his brain, you are killing yourself and you are killing the congregation. Brother Abraham said, in every generation, God has his messenger. He said, he will give his word to that messenger of the age. That is why in Revelation 2 and 3, the letter to each of the church ages was addressed to a single person, to the angel of the church of Ephesus. He didn't say to the people of Ephesus. He didn't say to the ministers of Ephesus. He said, and to the angel, which means to the messenger of the church of Ephesus. Right. Ditto to Smyrna. The same thing to Pergamos. Same thing to Thyatira. Same thing to Sardis. Same thing to Philadelphia. Same thing to Laodicea. The letter was addressed to the messenger of the age. Then the prophet said, God reveals unto that messenger the message of God for that generation. He said, after he has broadcasted it, he said, then the fivefold that are faithfully taught. Some are not taught at all. Some does not want to be taught. But there is training in this message. There is training in the scriptures. Many go, they don't even know what they are talking about. Those who are faithfully taught, the fivefold, he said, sometimes they don't learn how necessary it is to say only what the messenger had already said. He said, by adding and subtracting, he said, the message is no longer pure. And then the revival died down. It brings spiritual death to the people. That is what we have in the churches. That is why there is worldliness. That is why there is fighting. That is why there is quarreling. That is why you cannot distinguish the people that say they follow the message from the denominations. Everything is all the same. Worldliness full among the people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where you have some people that say they have gifts, corrupt gifts, full of false prophecies. When the prophet said, for anybody to say, thus saith the Lord, and it is not true, he said the person will go to hell for it. Because you are saying that God is a liar. If God speaks 10 million times, everything will be on the door. Why? He is infinite. He knows the ending from the beginning. The prophet said the antidote, the only way that they prophesy, they prophesy falsely, will not go to hell, is first of all, is God to repent. Two, they must be brought to the altar. Hands must be laid on them to cast out the evil spirit of lying from them. Until that spirit leave them, he said they should never prophesy again.
Oh,
That is the undiluted message of Malachi
4.
If you want to follow it, follow it. If you don't want to follow it, it's up to you. You can be enjoying yourself in a denomination. That I carry someone book in my hand does not make me a message believer. Some denominational people, they have more sermon book than we have.
Amen.
Amen. Training. We are speaking of spiritual adoption. And we are talking about training. If you don't have the right kind of training, you will never get to that stage of adoption.
Amen.
Amen. The prophet said one time, he said the reason why God sparingly give out the gifts, he says it's because when God blesses fellow with one small gift, he wants to become an angel. There are some certain things that God has revealed to me. There are some certain things that God has revealed to me. That if I tell people, what did God reveal to you? Who are you, self? In most cases, God never revealed nothing to them. Some of them are as a result of dream that they have after they have overeating. Evil spirits. Amen.
Amen.
We are so close. Being the first time I will preach, I will think I will stop 11:30, but I shall cross it a little. God bless you. Right. I want to jump a little. Paragraph 170. But now, let's change the picture. Now the father, his son is a good boy. His father right along, here is the truth of the Holy Spirit. Which way the Holy Spirit, which the way the Holy Spirit is said, I'm going to walk. The tutor said, or the child said, I will walk right with you. I will go right with you. Oh, the ill is awful eyes, son. I will go right with you. I got confidence in you. If I start getting tired, he will raise my hand up and hold me on. Oh, but there is lions up on the hill there. It doesn't matter as long as you are around. Doesn't make any bit of difference. I'm walking right along with you. There is trouble up there.
It
slicks rocks.
Don't yo.
I don't care. As long as you are holding my hand, I will walk right with you. I will walk right with you. You know what? Your dad used to do that. See, that's good, yes, sir. Get up on top of the hill there.
Say,
oh, you know what, father? Your son is just like a chip of the old block.
Oh,
Jogani. That's an expression.
Oh, Jogani.
He's absolutely exactly like you. Be it, every word that you say, he says amen to it. I had him turn over in the Bible the other day, and he said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know what he said? He screamed and threw his hand up in the air and said, Hallelujah, amen.
Oh.
And you know he said here in your word, you know where you said the works, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Yeah, I remember writing that to my son. That is God telling the Holy Spirit that I remember that I wrote that to my child. Yeah, I remember writing that. Oh, when he saw that, he just screamed and jumped up and down. Hola, Hallelujah, Lord. Take all the word out of me. Make me like that. Yes, sir. And all those things that he done. Oh, the father said, I'm happy for that son. That's a fine son. All right, keep an eye on him for a few years. No. Keep an eye on him. He's telling me, this is like a... Yes. See how he comes on and how he progresses. After a while, the years pass by. Child, is he getting along? Say, oh man, he's even growing in grace. Oh man, he's shelling the woods. I'm telling you. Why? He takes them sheep. Can handle them just like you do. He will never give them seaweeds. He will never give them iron weeds. When they come around, say, we want to join the church, he says, shut your mouth. You don't need to do that. No, sir. Here is what you need. Repent. And be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. There is what he said. Oh, does he really say that? Yes, I sure does. Well, that's just the way I wrote it. That's just the way he says it. Yes, sir. There are people today that do not even know why they are in the message. The message is not something mysterious. The first thing I will always reiterate it is repentance. Repentance is not I left the denomination and I come and sit down in the message. That is not repentance. Repentance, it is when you look at your life that your life is ungodly. The truth that is coming out of your life is contrary to God's word. When you see that, hearing God's word, that it condemns your life, the prophet said, you must see yourself the way God sees you and condemn yourself and completely die that I am wrong. God is right. I have anger that can burn down this building. I am wrong. God is right. I can keep my list like a devil. I am wrong. God is right. I can fight like a tiger. I am wrong. God is right. I lie like a devil. I am wrong. God's word is right. When you see yourself the way God sees you, then you condemn yourself and go before him, break down in tears and let tears of repentance wash off the pain from your lips. You remove all the hidden traces out of you and fall before God, do a house cleaning, throw away the high issues, everything will throw them away. All the worldly place and things you play in your house, destroy all of them. Every ungodly clothes, gather them and set them on fire. When you do like that, everyone must recognize your repentance. They knew house cleaning. It is not the person that the pastor give past man that the way I see you, you are a nice brother. That pastor is a deceiver. Yes, our pastor doesn't do that. Has he done that one to any of you?
But
we are. When you have that solid foundation of what it takes to repent, then you go to water and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. From that day, you cry unto God to give you His Spirit. If you repent enough, it's so genuine, heaven is shaking, heaven is moved. As I'm coming out of the water, the Holy Spirit can come inside. The prophet said today is when you can receive the Holy Ghost without sensation. Yes. But you just see the power of God working in your system. You will not go and be fighting. You will not go and be fusing. You will not be keeping malice. You will not be cheating and stealing. You will not be doing continue with your evil. There is a difference between a sinner and a saint.
Yes.
When you come to that junction, then you know that you are making progress.
Oh, are you going to test what you?
Amen.
Amen.
When the Holy Spirit enter into you, genuinely, it will bring out His fruits.
And
it's not hidden. In the sermon of Jesus Christ, He said you cannot light a candle and put it under a bushel. Say, but when you light candles, you put it on top of lampstand, it gives light to everybody. You cannot be secretly a Christian and people will not know. In your house, they will know. In your place of work, they will know. Wherever you are, the Holy Spirit is not an item you plug and unplug. You carry it anywhere you go. And it has its own life, which is the life of Jesus Christ. The things you do, if you continue to confess that you are a Christian and the life of Christ is not there, you are telling lie on Christ. You are telling the people that if Christ was to be here, what I'm doing now, that is what we do. You know you are a liar. Maybe you know. I'm not saying that if somebody say amen, Igbeni na is the person that is lying. At least it's the word of God. You should have said amen.
Amen. To pe en to pa se ami pe ni na so pe wa pe ni na paro ni. Oro Olorun la ta so o ye ko sa mi.
It doesn't mean that you that say amen, you are the one that is worldly or is acting those things.
Ko je pe won to sa mi iwo ni o je
ni aye lo se awon. The word of God.
And soro lori oro Olorun ni.
Remember.
Na ti pe
as I'm preaching. I'm preaching to myself. If the things I preach, if I'm guilty of them, I will receive double condemnation. Yes, sir. That is the truth. Because before a man comes to behind the pulpit, he must pass through the qualification of God's word. He must have genuinely repent of his own sins. He must have been baptized by immersion in water in the name of Jesus Christ. He must have received the Holy Spirit. His marriage must be according to the message of the hour. He mustn't be a divorcee. The prophet said, if my wife leave me, that takes me out of the pulpit. A divorcee cannot preach to the bride.
Ẹni tó ti kọ ìyàwó rẹ̀ kò lè wàásù fún ìyàwó fún ìyàwó ìyàwó Kristi.
He can preach to a denomination, but not to the bride.
No,
there are truths that people don't want to hear. If you don't hear it here, you will hear it there. But it will be too late. The prophet said that the message of marriage and divorce will be used to judge everybody in this generation, whether in the message or outside the message. Anybody that grow up in this generation, he said, it is this marriage and divorce that he preached that will be used to judge everybody in this generation. That is how you will know the majority of this generation, they will go to hell. May God bless you. Is it hard?
So lady.
I think the Dickie says it's hard. Abi?
They say
it's hard. That's what I hear them say, talking to each other. He says it's hard. It's him that tell you that. But I know that as I look at them, they are saying something. So one thing can tell the other that it is hard. As I stand here, my spirit is connecting everybody in the congregation. Every movement, I'm catching it. Not that I will design the thought of your heart like a prophet. No. When the level of the
fivefold.
If you are resenting some time, I will be feeling it here.
Yes, sorry.
But the prophet said, when the congregation is resenting, he said the Holy Spirit will not reveal. God bless you. May it's coming glad in our hearts. It will be better for somebody to go and stay in the world and enjoy himself fully there. And then know that when you get there, you face your condemnation and go with the crowd and suffer the consequence. Than for you to deny yourself halfway and come and sit down here half-hearted. You believe small, you resent some. It will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than for such a person. Far be it that will be the portion of any of us. I was telling them in Benin, I'm not here for anybody. I'm in the message because God called me. Yes, God called me directly. And I don't need anybody's sympathy. I don't need anybody's patting at the back. I'm not here for help or assistance. I am here for God and His word. And there is no action of anybody that can discourage me from serving the Lord. There is no anything that anybody will do that can discourage me from serving the Lord. I am an individual before God. I have a direct dealing with God to be in this message. Yes, sir. Everybody must have their conviction. If you are not sure of your foundation, repent today and meet us at the pool at the end of the service. Of recent, we have had a series of water baptism. We have one today also. Don't go and be baptized because somebody is baptized. It's a personal thing that you have to think deep.
Ojo to ye pe Olori to
ye ko ko wo dada. The pastor was praying this morning.
Well,
at the end of the Sunday school. That what we come to church to do. Is to check up with our soul salvation. In checking up with our soul salvation. It is to ask yourself a question. Where am I in this journey? Which stage have I reached? Okay, this word that is coming out, which one is being spoken to me? Which one concern me? That one that concern you, you take it to your heart, you go back unto God, and say, God, you are the one that called me. But this is your word that comes today. See how he caught me here, how he sliced me here, how he punctured me here. Be merciful unto me. Remove all evil spirit from my life. Make me your true son and daughter. I want to be manifested as your son and daughter. We are coming there closely. The Bible said, Brother Paul said, that this heart is groaning. It's waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Animal never fell. Animals, they did not fall. The vegetations, they did not fall. It is human being that fell. And the earth is groaning and is waiting for the manifestation of the Son of God. Where is that Adam that controls in the beginning? Where is that Adam that was the God of the earth? That everything obey him. Is that what the prophet said? The prophet said everything on earth obey Adam before the fall. Now after the fall, the Redeemer has come. He has shed his blood for the sins of people. And as many as we take it, his blood will wash our sins away. Then he put his spirit in us. He groomed us with it to the level where we can be God on two feet. As we move forward, we use Brother Abraham as the example. He never one day said that he has been adopted. But when you look at the world, bring out some samples, you will know that that can only happen to an adopted son of God. And that is the way, the sheep that was waved. That was waved. That is the target. That is the example. In gifts, nobody can near him. In life, that is the standard. It was not the gift that brought about that manifestation in the prophet, but it was the life that brought that. And we are going to see, as you proceed, of different positions that God has ordained each one. The very position you are now, it might just be that is all the position God wants you to be. And in that very condition position, come to adoption. Is he as a sung leader? Is he as a officer or whatsoever who come there as God will help us to see what is adoption. That is, if you go and you can't mimic it, the prophet said, you cannot impersonate it. Character is not a gift. It's a victory. I must fight. If I will reign, the Lord bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Gone are the days.
I want to know
where we need to beg. Come to church. You don't need to come to church. Enjoy yourself. There was a time Jesus was telling the disciples, wake up and pray that you don't enter into temptation. A time came You can sleep now. They finally enter into temptation.
Once you want to know that we want this answer,
they enter.
The
time they ought to pray, they no pray.
As to
all of them, one person was
running.
Peter said that thought he had goodness. When they catch him like this one, three times. The message he was still with this messenger yesterday. He was still with him yesterday.
They
were still arguing on this matter. Within 24 hours now, he turned opposite and denied with a cause that he was not a message believer. I say, believe I can. What are you saying? Which type of church is that one? Which one did they call that one? From your mouth. But if you don't pray, if you are not careful, if God doesn't work on you, you will come to that. Are you up to Peter? Peter that was giving key to the kingdom? Peter that confessed before Jesus Christ, that was the Christ, the Son of the Living God. Peter, when the all the people went, and Jesus asked them, will you also go? He said, to whom shall we go? You are the only one that has the word of eternal life. Say, we believe and we are sure. Jesus said, who are those we? Have I not chosen you 12? One of you is a devil. This same Peter, when the hour
struck,
before a house help, begin to swear. Begin to curse. Let me give you a physical example. Say the police.
They
will quench all this one. They will quench that. They will quench that. Every year for some years now, they will give announcement. No using of banger, nothing. This year they see repeated the same. Did the banger stop? Is it people that cannot silence banger that will silence bandit? Go and tell somebody else. Ordinary banger that they can move around the people and catch them one by one. You shoot banger. Oh yeah, you are going to station. When you get to station, where did you buy it? The person that sold it, if that one is made to pay 100,000, that's fine. You that is that have surplus money to be buying it, you pay like 50,000. By the time that one happened to two or three places, that thing will never stand anywhere again. But this is a hopeless country. Very useless. If I see IG guy, we tell him. You just make noise. You just open your mouth, just talk. This thing has been happening. Several years they have been saying it. Up to now, they can't even stop. There is a factory where they are manufacturing it. If you look at it, it's in this country. Do you know that that is a junior or bump? May the Lord have mercy upon
us.
Journey, Savior, Picnic ground. We come here to meet with our Creator. The one that formed us in our mother's bed. That brought us to this life. That nurture up to this hour. That taught so much of us. In this generation. And sent his messenger. And sent the pillar of fire. For a vindication. And we have been with this message. For decades. And the Holy Spirit at this period is demanding maturity from his sons and daughters. He is saying that enough of milk now, that we should go to crack bones, eat flesh. Display maturity. Move towards perfection. Show for the glory of the Almighty God. Let the people see clearly and distinctly the difference between Christianity and worldliness. It's a demand from the Holy Spirit to us as individuals. Enough of church playing. Enough of petulancy. The time has come, because the world itself is rocking and is groaning. The third world war is upon us. And that world war, when it happens anytime from now, we lead to the battle of Armageddon, the complete destruction of the entire earth, and that is imminent. We don't know how far that will take, but things are happening on daily basis. The other day now, Trump, he announced sanctions against the ICC, International Criminal Court. He put sanctions on them, put sanctions on the judges, because they issue warrant against Netanyahu, or the Prime Minister of Israel. Everywhere is rocking. You see the countries reacting. God be merciful on our country. Pray more for this country.
And
let the last member of the elect come in before things will scatter. That man booming there. He's saying that they should not mind U.S. They should rather involve another country. And I pity our president also saying that they have contacted one country. What are you talking about? May God have mercy upon us. We that don't have nothing here apart from
AK-47.
Church, let's be ready.
Ijo je ka wa ni gbaradi,
because time is no more.
Nitori wipe ko si akoko mo.
If you are not sure of the level you are as a Christian,
ba mo iko ti o wa ti o ni tani loju ko to wa,
this is the time to be sure.
Akoko to ye ko mo leleyi,
anything that God is against,
ohun ti Olorun ba lodi si,
be against it.
Iwo na lodi si ni.
God answers prayer. Lay yourself on God's altar. Let God purge you of everything that is contrary to His will. And let His will be done in your life. Is there someone that would like to be remembered in prayer? Would like to lift up his or her hand? Apart from those that are the altar, whatever request you have, you keep it in your heart. It is only God that knows what is in your heart and in my heart. He promised to hear us. While I will ask the pastor to pray, believe only. The Lord will grant unto you the very desire and the request of your heart that is according to His word. God bless you.
I bless the Heavenly Father. We are grateful unto you again at this hour. Lord, it's worth repeating all the time that we come to you in your house for a purpose, just to present ourselves unto you, that you might further your work in our lives.
Oh yes.
For you are the only one that can do it. It cannot be done otherwise. There is no other Savior apart from you. There is no other Redeemer apart from you. There's no other one that can make us to be what you have ordained us to be, except yourself. Your word has gone for its simplicity and in so simple. Father, we want to ask, oh God, that your children that are on the altar, those that raise their hands, you know what those needs are all about. You know what those requests are. You said, either ask it, receive it.
Yes.
As they are asking, oh God, may they receive.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whosoever is seeking for one thing or the other, Lord, may they find Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, whosoever, oh God, whatsoever they are desiring in their heart, may you grant unto them.
Yes.
There is no one that come into your presence, your prophet said, that will go away the same. Lord, we don't want to go away the same that we came. We want to go away better citizens of your kingdom. Lord, your word has gone forth. May you water it in our lives,
yes,
Lord. Make use of it to transform our lives.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Lord, take all belief out, put faith in our hearts, Lord. Take away weaknesses, put your strength in us. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
Christ. Anything that does not look like you, may you take it out of our lives, Lord. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, our body, our spirit, our souls, and all the organs you put in us, may you service them, oh Father.
Yes, Father.
Take away every form of infections in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Christ. May we be strong and healthy and hearty, serving you all the days of our
life.
We want to be like you. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Father.
Blessed be thy name. Lord. Bless your servant and replenish it for the virtue that has left in you. Take all the glory, Father.
Yes.
Take all the honor, Lord.
Amen.
Take all the praises, Lord.
Yes.
We bring all the adoration unto you. Blessed be thy holy name. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Bless you, sir.
Bless you, sir. The Lord bless you.
Olorun yo boko fun yin.
I'd like to welcome Brother Joshua Oluwatobi and Sister Comfort Olokere. We're happy to have you. Can you please stand? Let me that's Brother Joshua. The son of Pastor Ben Oluwatobi. And that's Sister Comfort, the senior sister is also. Sister Comfort is the middle senior sister of Sister Blessing here. The Lord bless you. We're happy to have you. I'm sure they just came to say thank you for the wedding of their niece that took place recently. God bless you richly. God bless you. We appreciate. We understand. And God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much. The Lord bless you all. I'm sure by Wednesday night, the seat here will not contain people. The yearly attendees, they will be present. They want to pray for the new year. That's how they have been doing it for years. 1 year they will do it for the last time. God knows those who are serving him. May God be gracious to us. God bless you. I say God bless you. Why person go pray, no go respond to. After all, na simple sermon. Have you heard? God bless you. We'll meet again 2 o'clock. For this short last service. Which is coming up between 3 and 4 o'clock for the preaching. Yeah. And then after that will be tea Wednesday when we meet for the watch night from 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. till maximum of 1 a.m. God bless you. 125. I'm sure the water. Rabat, is he ready?
I hope so. He's ready? Right. Okay. 125.
Shall we rise, please?
125.
Hmm.